pound scale. It's 15 pound scale on you, to, so 15 pound like weight on you, so you can weight you down. So basically, that's kind of a distortion of weight. It's basically, you know, the different trials of things. For standard error. Standard error is basically it's like a standard deviation, like we talked about in the last podcast about, you know, density curves and how they change and everything, and how they, you know, using the sample mean as a method of estimating the popular mean. So like this is kind of referring back to chapter 2 and how those things were distorted. And those are basically it. It was just a small chapter about those two things. Paige, you want to continue?
Were you about to say?
Were you going to talk about chapter four again?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Hold on, let me find it. I thought this chapter was the weirdest out of all of them, because I don't know, like it was like for the first three chapters it was just like information based, like, hey, this is what you do and yada yada yada. But like in chapter four it's more numeric based, and there's a lot of like. Like there's a lot of terms that I was just like confused about. Muhammad basically said most of what chapter four is about. Muhammad said, like, it's basically like messes with the mean and standard deviation and
wrapping those up. Did you enjoy chapters 3 and 4, Paige?
I enjoyed chapter 3. Chapter 4 was like wow. It was a little difficult, but you know, life goes on.
Yeah, I thought chapter 4 was pretty small, and I liked how they did. I didn't know about probable error. I didn't know about probable error, but I kind of knew about standard error when he talked about, you know, normal curves and density curves and things like that. So that was the kind of thing for me to learn. Now Paige and I want to discuss a quote by Samuel Johnson. It's called "Round Numbers Are Always False," and this quote is pretty funny because with round numbers, clearly round numbers are not the right numbers if you think about it. Because, you know, if you get a number that's 8.932, if you round it up, it'll become 9. Or if you round it down, it'll become 7 in a situation. So that's kind of how the statistics kind of lie to you, because that's not actual the number you get. But, you know, I think that's kind of forgiven in math. What do you think about that, Paige?
Right.
Yeah, well, Paige agrees.
I was just referring back to page 55. It says, how accurately your sample can be taken to represent the whole field is a measure that can be represented in figures, such as the probable error and the standard error. Mm-hmm. And it says, suppose that you had the task of measuring the size of a good many fields by pacing off defense lines. The first thing you might do is check the accuracy of your measuring system by pacing off what you took to be 100 yards. Doing this a number of times, you might find that on the average you were off by 3 yards. That is, you came within 3 yards of hitting the exact 100 in half your trials, and the other half of them you missed by more than 3 yards. Like, and then it says your probable error then will be 3 yards and 100, or 3%. From then on, each fence line that measured 100 yards by your pacing might be recorded as 100, and then there's like a line and a cross, and it says 3 yards. So like I have no idea what they are talking about in that. Like, honestly, yeah. I'm like, what in the world? But it was like, I tried, like, yeah, I know. Like, I looked most of the stuff up.
Uh-huh.
and the terms and stuff like that. But some things, I don't know, like, I need a little clarification on. But.
All right. So this leads into our second question we were going to talk about is, when we see an average reported, what do we need to ask besides which kind of average is being used? And why? Well, in my opinion, I feel like we need to kind of show how this was taken. Like back to chapter 3 about, you know, marketing ads or like marketing ads. I want to know, you know,
marketing campaigns.
Like marketing campaigns or ads. I want to know if the people who said, you know, 5-to-1 for Coke rather than Pepsi, I want to know if those people were paid off or those people are like avid caffeine fans where they really like caffeine and Pepsi doesn't provide caffeine. Those are things I want to know instead of saying the whole popular generous saying like they like Coke rather than Pepsi. And I feel like that's kind of a thing to know the outside elements of what's actually going on when you look at something like that. What do you think, Paige?
Right.
Oh, well, Paige agrees.
No, wait, hold on. Yeah. No, seriously, wait, what did you say?
About our second question we were talking about, when we see an average reported, what do we need to ask besides which kind of average is being used?
When we see an average reported, what do we need?
So basically saying, like, you know how in chapter 1 it was talking about how outside the lines, basically looking at it, what else do you need to know before you make your mind about, say, the broccoli we were talking about?
So basically, what else do we need to know other than the average?
Yeah.
Well, other than the average, we need to know, first of all, how many samples we're taking, like how many trials that the person did in order to make an assumption on a certain product.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's one thing, like, and how many people that took part in that. It's another question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's basically it for our podcast today. We went over everything we needed to go over, and tune in for our next chapters. Bye bye.
I saw a butterfly in your hair.
Why are you?